I'm Dan Raviv, CBS News. You've heard that education is a challenge. It could be the key to America being a better place in the future. But how about some new solutions? Well, here's one. It has to do with questions. I'm holding a new book called Make Just One Change, Teach Students to Ask Their Own Questions. We're joined by co-author Dan Rothstein, and you're co-director of the Right Question Institute in the Boston area. Dan Rothstein, Make Just One Change. What do teachers need to change?
Well, teachers work very hard at the craft of asking good questions to stimulate thinking. It's a tradition that goes back 2,500 years to Socrates, where you had a wise person who led students through a thinking process by asking the students questions. And clearly, it's been a very effective strategy in many cases, used all the way through law school. However, if you really look at it, the skill of being able to ask questions is probably the most fundamental skill needed for being able to learn. So why should we leave that skill, that ability to craft good questions, only in the hands of the teacher? What if we deliberately built that capacity of students to ask their own questions? We've looked at how do you actually help students produce questions, improve their questions, and then strategize on how to use them. And the results are transformational. Students begin to think in new ways that they had never thought before, and it's by their being able to ask their own questions.
I'd like to know, however, where do the answers come in? If you're teaching students to ask a lot of questions, is that like a separate session and then only next week you actually turn to what the answers might be?
What seems to happen when students ask their own questions is that they feel this greater sense of ownership of the learning process. One high school student in Boston felt more engaged than ever and said, well, when you ask the question, you feel like it's your job to get the answer and you want to figure it out. And the teachers at that school in Boston said, 90% of our challenge is engaging kids, is getting them to feel some energy, some excitement about learning. This seems to totally turn that process around from the teachers trying to, you know, teachers have very often asked, do you have any questions? And they see this classroom full of blank stares, and teachers get very frustrated by that. Or, at best, a question, you know, some student kind of raises his or her hand and says, well, is this going to be on the test?
Where does the information come into the classroom, if you will, the answers to the questions?
You know, that's so important to think about. When the New York Times interviewed college presidents a few years ago, they asked Leon Botstein, the president of Bard College, what should a student know after 4 years of college? And he said, there's so much knowledge, so much information, the best that we can